Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are right at the end of this chapter of fulfilling amanat. And the particular amanat that is referred to here is we are made a trustee in an estate. Like normally it would be our parents with their estate when they have passed away, then to sort it out according to Sharia. That is also a great amanat. And various points, very, very relevant, important points have been discussed with regard to this in the hadith also. And after that, the relevant points that were discussed. May Allah give us all tawfiq to make amal. Further towards the end, it's also mentioned that when distributing the estate, all the debts of a deceased need to be settled before his estate is distributed to his heirs. One of the first ones after the person has passed away, his kafan dafan, the expenses are seen to, then whatever debts he has got, that must be sorted out. That must be given great preference. As we saw in this hadith, that Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu's son, Hazrat Abdullah, waited 4 years to see if there aren't any other people who have got claims and that his father had any debts that he was owing to people. In the 4 years he gave chance for the people who were coming for Hajj from various other countries also. And there also he kept on announcing that if anyone has got any claim, my father is owing them any money, then please claim it first. So that is the first thing that we should see. And in fact, we in our lifetimes, we should see that we settle all our debts. To have debts and to live in debts is not a good thing at all. When a janaza used to come, then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was requested to perform the janaza. He would ask if the person has got any debts. If he had, then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that you people perform your brother's janaza. Unless somebody took responsibility for their debts, then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made the janaza. So we should try as far as possible to avoid having debts and taking loans from people. Where it's absolutely necessary, it is permissible, but with the firm intention that we are going to pay it back, and we make that a preference in our lives that we are going to pay it back. One who has complete reliance on Allah Ta'ala and seeks His assistance will be relieved of all difficulties. There is no doubt, as we saw, that Hazrat Zubair radiallahu son, when he made wasiyat to him, that whenever you need any help, just ask my Mawla. That is my friend, my guardian, my protector. He asked, who is your Mawla? He said, it's Allah Ta'ala. So just turn to Allah Ta'ala. So we all face problems all the time, some problem or the other, some difficulty, some decision to make. In all matters, we should turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and ask the help and guidance of Allah Ta'ala. That is a very important aspect. We should not depend just on our own. Even if we have medicine, don't depend on the medicine for shifa. Allah Ta'ala is the giver of shifa. Even if we are having our shop and we are making business and we are getting returns, don't depend on that. Depend on Allah Ta'ala. A person who does that, Allah Ta'ala relieves him of all. As we saw, this was a difficult inheritance to distribute. But depending on Allah Ta'ala, Allah, as we had seen, what great, great barakat Allah Ta'ala had given. And Hazrat Zubair, who had 4 wives, each one of them got such a huge amount of money. So much of barakat Allah Ta'ala had given. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq also. Also very important, whether it is now or any other time, the zulm that has been made on the Palestinians, especially the Muslims of Gaza, they are going through a very, very hard times. The janaza namaz is being bombed also. So the people who are going for janaza, they are being bombed also. So we have to make lot of duas They are going through very difficult and hard times, and not only them, but Muslims in many parts of the world are going through hard and difficult times. Also, our foreign brothers who were in the country and had to return to their countries, they are also going through very hard times. And it is all part of us. We should take it as it is my problem, and we should make dua the least that we can do. And how much more we can do, we should not hold back. We should do as much as we can in order to aid and to relieve all these difficulties the Muslims are going through. May Allah give us all tawfiq and save us from the difficulties of the qabr. That is the big thing, that Allah protect us there completely. Here also, and then in the qabr also, akhirat also, and Allah save us all from Jahannam and give us all Jannat inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi.